Hare Krishna. Getting ready to go to Panchatattva's Abhishek. It was supposed to start at 8, but seems like it's starting a little late, which is good, at least for me, because at least I can easier participate in it, or at least be there. Govinda Swami Maharaj is supposed to be leading the kirtan this morning. He's had some health challenges, and simultaneously with that, his mother also left her body. She's making plans to also return to the West. And last night, I had the opportunity to sing again at 8 p.m. It was very nice. I'm really sort of lamenting that we're missing out. By we, meaning the GBC members are missing out on the Kirtan Mela. I had the opportunity to twice go down for Kirtan, and I'll do the same again today, and it'll be the third time, but tomorrow will be the only time when we don't have any meetings. And you can actually just sit and chant and hear and be with the devotees, which is what the Kirtan Mela is really all about. There's tons of devotees here, I can't even say how many. Considering that we have not even one temple room full of devotees, but two temple rooms full, Panchatattva's temple and Radha Madhava's temple room, which is very difficult to coordinate and organize. It's nicely organized. And sound system is strong. I say that from a positive point of view. The devotees are super enthusiastic. There's dancing and chanting. And of course, we're all in the presence of the deities. Well, we're in the presence of Panchatattva. Sometimes I miss being able, wish we could move over a little to chant in front of Radha Madhava. But of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the general of the Sankirtan movement. When the new temple is built and they move into the temple of Vedic Planetarium, then we'll be able to have these kirtans, and we'll be in front of both Radha Madhava and Panchatattva and the Guru Parampara, and that'll be very nice. It's a wonderful atmosphere, and some of the devotees who were participating, by that I mean for many hours at a time, tell me how blissful it is. This is what our Krishna consciousness movement is about, chanting Hare Krishna. And of course, aside from chanting Hare Krishna like this, together as devotees, we always need to remember to take the chanting of the holy names out to others as well. Take them out on the street and take it to conditioned souls. That gives us much, much further benefit. But as something that really builds communities, builds a team, dissolves all types of differences, resolves arguments, and builds relationships. There's nothing like chanting Hare Krishna together. And it's wonderful. All glories to the organizers, because the whole festival is also free. How that goes on, I don't know, but it does. And they have huge, huge TV screens projecting the kirtan inside the temple and outside the temple room. Enormous screen. And all this is being sponsored. Great benefit acquired by the sponsors. So that's it. I'm getting ready to go to Abhishek and Hare Krishna.